We are on Daf Ches Amud Aleph, a little bit before half of the Amud. Neima Hani Katanoi Kahani Tanoi. That we had before Machloikes Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Shimon. If you say Tuma Truye Betzibo or Tuma Hutra Betzibo, Rabbi Shimon held Tuma Truye Betzibo. And Rabbi Yehuda held Tuma Hutra Betzibo. So the Gemara wanted to say, Neima Hani Katanoi Kahani Tanoi. We have another Machloikes Tanoim, and Lechayre, the Machloikes is in the same Shaila. Do you say Tuma Hutra or Tuma Truye? The sign you will learn in the Baraisa, Echot Ze Ve Echot Ze, Sai the Koyin Godel that Yomafresh, Shivish Yomim Koydim Yemakipurim, Sai the Koyin Haserif Esapore, Mazin olov kol shiva, your meka hazor kol shiva every day of the shiva shimei aprishe mikol chatoi shahoyu sham dibre rameo. Zachiv hazor kol shiva. Rabbi Yosi Yomer ein mazin olov elo shlishi ushvi bilvad. The hazor you make is only shlishi ushvi. Abchanin eskana kahanim Yomer. Koyin aseiref esapore mazin olov kol shiva. Koyin godov yom kippurim mazin olov elo shlishi yushvi. So we have a three-way machlokes. The Tanakama holds that by both cases this hazor kol shiva, and that's Rav Meir, and Rav Yosi holds shlishi yushvi. And then Rav Nisgana Kahanim makes a chilek between Koyin HaSeiref and Koyin Golub Yom HaKippur. My love, behor kamiflegi. The machlokes is as follows. Rabbi Meir sovar tume tchuyehi betzibo. Rabbi Meir holds tume tchuyeh betzibo. Rabbi Yosi sovar tume heterhi betzibo. Let us see Rashi. Rashi says, echot ze ve echot ze di Yom HaKippurim oporo. So Rabbi Yosi holds shlishi ushvii leprishosoi, the third and seventh day of the prisha. Koyin asoyref, Rabbi Chanin Iskana Kahanim differentiates, lekami meforish taime. The Rabbi Meir sova, dchuyehi betzibo. Rabbi Meir holds tumet dchuye betzibo. Ubeinyin taro mal yoso. So if you could have taro, yemahadara taro. Ve'hazor bizmano. So therefore, you need hazor bizmano. Later we're going to see on the Chesamet Beis that each day is a suffix. That means the first day of the Prisha, where Maze, the Kohen Gadol, maybe this is the third day that he became Nitma from a mace. The second day, we're maz on him, maybe this is the third day he became nitmo from a mace. He became nitmo 2 days ago. The third day we're maz on him, maybe this is the third day. And we'll see later that they hold hazor bizmano mitzvah. There's a mitzvah to be mazah the, as soon as it is possible, to be mazah, there's a mitzvah to be mazah. And the Svasema says a vote could be Vazor Bismano mitzvah is pshat that it's a more mahudadik hazor. Not only it's a psah mitzvah. The hazor is metayer better when it's in the right zman. So memele, so with this we'll understand Rashi. Be'inen tahare mal yosa. Tum is only truya betzibo. That means b'dievet. L'chadchila yini tahare mal yosa is therefore Vazor Bismano. So if you want to make a tahare mal yosa, you should have a hazor bizmano, and I don't know really when the third day is from when he became tome. So therefore I make hazor kol shivas yomim. V'chol yoyim me'ikel esvuki, shema hayoyim yoyim shlishi ulutumosoi. V'shloisha rishonim. The first 3 days, maybe these are the third day from when he became tome. Ubishloisha achroinim, the last 3 days, kol yoyim eviyoyim ikel esfuki misveike shushvi. Maybe this is the seventh day. The Gemara will say in Amud Beis, the fourth day tak, you don't have to be mazer. Because the fourth day is not, there's not a suffix shlishi, not a suffix shvi. So, Memele, if Reb Meir held that there's a Chiyuv Hazor Bechol Yoimi Sofik, so he Zichah holds Tume Tchuya Betzibo, so you have to be Mahadar Ataira. Rabbi Yaisi Sova Hetari Betzibo, Vloy Machmeribo, there's no reason to be Machmer. That to be metayer the koyin. If I care, this is a tara where we want to make sure that this is a mahuda de kehazo. We make it each day. It should be bismano. There's no reason to be machman if he's tamei zeichnish kefela. Elo lemaila ba'alme di yalfinin mimiluim. So now Rashi had a merdike kasha. So according to Rabbi Yosi, that tum mahutra betzibur. So why do you have to be mazin ganzen? So why mazin for? What's the sin? Tumahutra betzibo. So Rashi says, "Lamai labalma diafinim imiluim." We hear the Gemara of Dalid that there's a svara that we learn out from the miluim. Just like the miluim, there was hazor kol shive midam. There was hazor's dam. Is so the Gemara says a svara that by the Kohen Gadol we make mayim tachas dam. Nichnes mayim tachas dam, the Gemara said on Dav Dalet. So that means we want to duplicate the anhogas shivas yimei amiluyim. So we duplicate it. The day there was the hazor, we also make hazor. We don't have any kabonis to be mazor. There's a svar of nichnes mayim tachas dam. And Rashi says, Tosis also said over there, it's an asmachta ba'alme. So Rashi says it's a mile balme, it's a mile by Kohen Gadol that we should duplicate in some way the anhogis which occurred in Shivish Yemei Miluim. There were hazos over there. There was hazos dam. So here there's hazos mechatos. About to be metaya, there's no reason to be metaya. Tume utra betzibo. I mean, this is a moiridike zach, that if you hold tumma hutra betzibo, the while we hear a machloikis, if you have to be mahadar, if in the same base of the zator, you have to be mahadar. Or dafka in a different base of. But here, lechayre, he could be metayer himself. I mean, what's the problem over here? This Kohen Gadol could be metayer himself. It would seem that's also not a problem. Why does he have to be metayer himself? Tumma hutra betzibur, he's the Kohen Gadol, he's the base of. There's no other Kohen Gadol, so don't look for a different one. And there's no chiv afili should be metayer himself. That was the havamin of the Gemara. We had a similar Gemara in Sochem Daf Samach Tesam at Beis, the tzibur of the betume afal gav the evshel ahazis alayim. There's a Gemara there that the whole tzibur, even though it's the Tmei and Mesim and the Tshem Hashvi, and if they had wanted to, they could have been metayer themselves. FLP came, they don't have to be metayer themselves. So that's what the Gemara is saying over here according to Rav Yosi. Frek the Gemara, v'tizbere, Yisova Rav Yosi hetari betzibo hazor klal omali. So if Rabbi Yosi holds tumutra betzibur, why do you have to be mazin ganzen? Now this is lechayre very schwer. Rashi had explained before the reason you have to be mazin, a maila baalme, the alfinin, the mimiluim. So what's the kasha? So Rashi explains the kasha. Azor klal lo mali betoiras shlishi ushvi. That means if you want to duplicate. If you want to duplicate the what was existent in the Yemei Meluyim, so you want to say Nichnas Mayim Tachas Dam, so either make one Hazor, there was Hazor, I want to make Hazor, make one Hazor, or make seven Hazors. But this Hazor of Shlishi Yeshvi does schmeckt von Taira. And if you're telling me Tumma Hutra Betzibo, so Memele, so why do you make Hazor Shlishi Yeshvi? So al kolchoch el de kula alme hani tanoi sovri tumet truye betzib. Both of them hold tumet truye betzib. Behoche behoche miflagi. Rab Meir sova omrinen tvilo bizmano mitzve. Rab Meir hold tvilo bizmano mitzve. And we'll see in Rashi, just like there's a din of Tvila bizman and mitzvah, so there's also a makshin in hazah l'tvila. So there's a din hazah bizman and mitzvah. So memele, we are mahadol that the hazah should be mamish the third day and the seventh day from the tumah. And since we don't know exactly when he became tumah, maybe ikar adin, we shtal ma d'cheskes tayra, but we want to be metayrim from if he had become a tumah mace, he wanted to be metayrim. And on this tumah mace, we do not know when he became tumah. So therefore, all the 7 days or the 6 days, we make azor tachaparayin. It should be azor bizmano. So memele, that's why we make sure that all 6 days there should be azor. The Rabbi Yosi Sovelam Rinen Tvila Bizmano Mitzvah. We don't say Tvila Bizmano Mitzvah. So Adin, we don't say Hazor Bizmano Mitzvah. So Memele, so what you need is mana. You need 2 Hazors to be Metayrim. So the Yom Shlishi and Yom Shvi, that is Hazor that's Metayr. Let us see Rashi. Tvila Bizmano Mitzvah. Where do we see such a cloud? The Chsiv. Now, we have to see the whole pasuk. Let's look at Taisvis 1 second. The bottom Taisvis Makshinen. Taisvis brings down the pasuk. The pasuk says as follows: Vehizo hatoyer al atomei bayoyim hashlishi uvayoyim hashvi. So the pasuk tells us the chiyav hazoh is the third day and the seventh day. Then it says, Vechitoi, he should be metayerim. Vidakine the Targum says, Rashi says, Gmar taharosoi, bayoim hashvi, the Gmar tahare should be bayoim hashvi, vechibes god verochas bamaim vetoya boreb. So, Lochere Rashi loim pshat, that the posik Vechitoi is telling us, we spoke already, you made the hazor shvi, finish, but he's not completely toya. The chitoy, the gemara tahayra should be also by yoyim hashvi. So that already is a mitzvah. That means when you are able to make the gemara tahayra, you should make it right away. That's the chitoy by yoyim hashvi. If the hazor was by yoyim hashvi, now you are able to make the gemara tahayra of tvila, make that also by yoyim hashvi. Elalamid ala tvila, let's get back to Rashi, shitei by yoyim shvi. So memela we see there's a mitzvah, tvila bizmano mitzvah. Vazo nami makshina litvila, and we're makish hazot tvila, liya is mitzvah bizmano. Hilkach, kol yoime mazine nolei, shema ayoim zmana. So we're maza every day. Maybe today this is the zman of hazot. That's what Rameya holds. And Rabbi Yosi holds lemrinan tvila bizmana mitzvah. V'hai v'chitoi darshin lei b'mesechus kedushin b'perek gimel for another pshat. Zok the Gemara v'aitam v'sova Rabbi Yosi. So comes out according to you, Rabbi Yosi does not hold tvila bizmana mitzvah, lemrinan tvila bizmana mitzvah. V'sanya, we learned in Abarais, Harei shoho yoshem kosuv al psore. A person had a shem which was written al psore. Harei ze lo yilchatz. He's not permitted to wash himself. The purpose of washing is you want to get rid of all foreign substances which are on the body. So if he'll wash himself, that means he'll erase the shem. So that's Isa mechikas Hashem. What if this person has a tvila shel mitzvah? So he wraps around a gemi, around it. We'll see, this gemi wasn't too tight, but it covered the shem v'tayvel. See soon what the purpose of this gemi was. You don't have to put on a gemi. You can table yourself without the gemi. But make sure you shouldn't rub off the shem. Be table yourself. You shouldn't run above the Shem. V'kayim alon. And what is the machloikis? The b'tfilah b'zman ha-mitzvah kamei v'legi. The machloikis is tfilah b'zman ha-mitzvah. The tane kamei sova lo imrinin tfilah b'zman ha-mitzvah. Rabbi Yossi sova imrinin tfilah b'zman ha-mitzvah. That is the machloikis. Let us see, before we see the Rashi, let us see the Tosfos Yeshanim Lo Yilchatz. The Peirik Kol Kisvei Maskinen Taima Mishum Sha'osa Lamed Bifnei Hashem O, Avo Mishum Lo Yisasen Lo Yosrinen Grome Veloike Peirish Akuntaris. Now, this Tosfos is a little unclear. Sich Yitzchok explains that there's a problem in this Taisus. But let us for a few minutes mention what the Gemara says in Shabbos. The Gemara says that La Yilchatz means that he shouldn't wash off the Shem. And by La Yilchatz is no Shaila. Everyone knows he's not allowed to wash off the Shem. That's Mamash Anissa Daraisa La Sasan Kel Hashem Alekeichem Zanissa Mechikas Hashem. What is the problem? It says, Vaita, he's not permitted to table himself. So the Gemara, the Sugya would seem that Tvila isn't a problem. Because the Torah asked Asiyah is also, and Grom is Mutter. By tabling himself, Grom is Mutter. It's not only a Grom, it's not Muchach that'll go off. It's a Grom. He's tabling himself and the water might take it off. So, grom is mutter, that's not called an asiyah. So, what is the machloikis between Rabbi Yossi and the Tanakame? Now, there's an issa, also lamayt bifnei Hashem orum. One is not permitted, if he's tabling himself, he has to become an orum. There's an issa, also lamayt bifnei Hashem orum. So, what's the problem? So what's the machloikis? So the Tanakhama said he should go and get a hold of a gemi and cover the Shem before he tables himself. So Mamela, we won't have this problem. Rabbi Yossi held, if you'll be machayev him to get a hold of a gemi, what's going to be if you'll say he can't table himself till he has a gemi, what'll be if he can't find a gemi? So he'll tell him, so he'll wait till tomorrow. So Rabbi Yossi says no. You can't do that. Tefillah is man or mitzvah. You can't be machmir. If he has a gemi, memela. If he doesn't have a gemi, he has to table himself without a gemi. We have a problem. But there's an issa that also lami b'fnei Hashem orum. So the Gemara says, so he'll cover it with his hand. Let him cover the Shem with his hand. So that's a very good eitzah. So what's the svar of the Tanakhama? So the Tanakhama was afraid Dilma Ishtali. He might, good, he has to cover the Shem, but by Shasta Tvila could be he might forget and he'll uncover the Shem and again so he'll be Nichshon this Issa of Osalam Ifnei Hashem O. So therefore he said you should wait till you have a Gemi. Rabbi Yossi held it's too dangerous to wait because if you're going to wait, if you tell me to wait, what is going to be if you have to be Matched the Tvila because of this Gemi? And he say, Mavatla mitzvah of Tvila Bismana mitzvah. So we go Mikaradin, we tell him to cover the Shem and let's hope for the best. That's how the Gemara in Masechta Shabbos explains the machloikis. So the machloikis, Tvila Bismana mitzvah be'emesin, there's no Isra of Mechikas Hashem by Tvila, because it's a groma balme. That's why the Loshen of Tosis is very shvel. The Yilchatz veperikol kisvei maskin in time mishum shosalam b'vnei Hashem Om. Avu mishum leisasin leyasrin and grome. That's not a la Yilchatz. La Yilchatz is not a grome. La Yilchatz is a he's moichik biyadayim. The isar of la Yitvoil is out. There's no isar of mechikas Hashem. It's only out grome. And the shaila is out the isar of osalam b'vnei Hashem Om. So the shaila is should we be mechayiv him to wait till he gets a gemi that will be assured that the Shem will be covered, or we shouldn't be mechayvim to wait for Gemi because this might bring about a bittul of tefillah bezman. That is the Gemara in Shabbos. Al kaponim and a geilona, we see Rabbi Yossi holds that tefillah bezman a mitzvah, and therefore he said that one should tevil if he doesn't have a Gemi. Zot Rashi. Lo yilchatz. Now we'll come to Rashi. So yilchatz is shema yimchikenu. He might be moichike with the rechitza. Ba'azore le moichike as Hashem. Vibatem es shmom. V'somach lei. Lo yisasun kein lo shema lekeichem. See, this is an iso moichike as Hashem. Tvilo shal mitzvah. Tvilo as taharo. Shetila akos of all of this is a mitzvah when he's eligible. He's roi li toyer. It's a mitzvah to toivim himself. Keirech olav gemi. Lohagin olav. Bipnei chayzek shetef hamayim. Now, for some reason, Rashi deviated from the Gemara in Shabbos. Rashi is a new pshat in the Gemara. This the Sich Yitzchak is mevayel. So now let us understand what Rashi says. So what is Rashi saying? So Rashi says, the Tanakhama says, Bipnei chayzek shetef hamayim. That means we're speaking about that, if he tables himself in a still a mikveh, the waters are quiet, so good, so then the whole thing is a gromen. But what if he wants to table himself in the Niagara Falls? So then there's a problem of mechikas Hashem, that the chayzik shetef hamayim, that means going into these turbulent waters, that's considered like mechikas Hashem. That's not called a gromen. That's called a ma'ase biyodai. Now we have to explain the Gemara. So the Tanakhama says, so you wait till you get a gemi. I mean, this is a shaila of mechikas Hashem. So the Siach Yitzchak, so what does Rabbi Yossi hold? So the Siach Yitzchak says as follows. Behine, ma shekosav Rashi b'deike chayzik shekorov lovoi b'vadei lidei mechike, v'havelei tfei migram. This is more than a gram mechike. This already is ela kolchok. So how is one permitted to toivo with aragami? Mishum desvilei tfilo bizmano mitzveh litchoyz iser zeh. To be doiche this iser. So if you stop over here, so it's good. There's a nisalei sasen kel Hashem alakeichem. There's a mitzvah of tvila bizman. I have to be tevil. I only have this mikvah over here. There's a mitzvah today to tevil. I don't have a gemi today. So my meila is tvila bizman a mitzvah. So I tevil. So you say that the mitzvah of tvila is deiche the leisas of leisasen kel. The Siach Yitzchak says a few words after this, which throws me off completely. He says, "Mishum desvil leit tvila bezman a mitzvah litchayis iser ze, kiven the soif soif lav moichik biyadayim." I don't know what he means. Maybe he means lav moichik biyadayim means because the tvila, that maybe that's what he means. He's not being moichik. The tvila is moichik. He's not being moichik biyadayim. So memele, and on the tvila there's a mitzvah that say to be toivel himself. So Mamela, you say that the mitzvah of Tvila is doiche, maybe that's what he means. The mitzvah of Tvila is doiche, the leisas of un leisas and kein l'shem alakech. And I had a shtikel ha'ore, it would seem it goes to alt tchiyim. Hesa doiche leisas. So I had a shtikel ha'ore, l'chere, the shem becomes nimchak, that's he wrote the shem on his foot. So the Shem becomes Nimchak before the Tvila. So we passed out here. The foot goes into the water. He didn't tevil himself yet. So Lachayre, how is this permissible? So Tuvyama wanted to shtel to the Machloikis. We had the Machloikis, the Tureyevin and the Tureyevin and Taisvis. Taisvah says Sakash in a few places, by Achatzi Evid, Vachatzi Ben Choyren, so the Gemara says that Yekoifin is Rabbi L'Shacharoi. So Taisvis asks, why are you kaife es rabbi l'shachroi, but the esse of pruvu b'doiche d'loi sasev l'yir kodesh? So Taisvis answers one teretz that it's not b'idne, that b'haro he's over the love of l'yir kodesh, and he's mekayim first the mitzvah of pruvu b'gmar b'ye. That is Taisvis a teretz, it's not b'idne. And the Turi Evin is chaylik on Taisvis. Turi Evin says, since the haro is a hechsher to the gmar b'ye, you can't make gmar b'ye without haro. So even though there's no kiyam on mitzvah, but since this pu'ula is a hechsher to the ma'isa mitzvah, so just like the ma'isa, I mean, you can't, and it's impossible to make the gmar without the haro, so memele, so the haro also is a kayach adchiyah, and the Turi Evin brings a raya from a gemara. The gemara says that Gemara learns out from a posik that the issa of shviras etzem by a korban pesach applies a filu by etzem sheyesh by moyach. Aye, why don't you say esa doicha loisas that the esa of achilas haPesach should be doicha the loisas of shviras etzem? Gemara has slimudim. You don't say this and esa doicha loisas shebe migdash. So the Turi Evin asks, but you're not being mekayim the esse of achilas haPesach b'shas shviras haEtzem. The esse comes later, so it's not beidne. Why do you need a posik? So the Turi Evin says, so we see that since this is a Napiske Taisvah says this, we see that since this is one cannot eat the moyach shebe etzem, Kozmi doesn't break the etzem, so the etzem is considered like the haschalos achile. That is also doichem. So if you learn like the Turi Evin, so he has to be tovel his foot also. So memela, so therefore there's a din tchia. But perhaps we could say this is better than the machlekes of the Turi Evin and the Taisvis. It could be this Gemara in Bab Metzia. The Aflamed Amad Aleph brings the posik Vishalamta that Vishalamta is coming to tell us Pomim Sha'ato Misalim. That all the time is one mechuyev to mekayim the mitzvah of Shavas Aveide. Pomim Sha'ato Misalim. When? So the Gemara says a kohen and there's an Aveide beveis hakfaras. So Mamele, the kohen is not mechuyev to go into the beis hakfaras to be meishev the Aveide. So the Gemara asks Akasha, why do you need a posik to tell me Pomim Shata Misalim Poshit and Esa Deicha Loi Sasa Ve'Esa? So it's Poshit, he's not permitted to go in. So Gemara says, Eina Chanami. Need the posik for a different case. The Rishayim ask Akasha, but the Gemara, it would seem, if Tumas Kainim would be a Loi Sasa Greide, then it's very good. Why we need a posik? Bishalamta, like this would say, Esa Deicha Loi Sasa. So they ask Kakash, it's not Be'idne. When he goes into the Beis HaKvoritz, it's not Be'idne. He's then being Metam himself. The Mitzvah Shav is Mekayim later. So, I feel it would be a Loisas Agreide. Also, there wouldn't be a Din Triye. So there's a Deran in Yosef in Eilu Metzias brings down a Machloikas HaRishayne. The Ranbar says, Deran, that here it's Be'idne, and he tells to mile is deiche beheres. The person has a nega on the ola. So we learn out that one is permitted to be kaitzitz the beheres. He's aidei kaitzitz the ola. So the Ran says, when he's kaitzitz the beheres, he's not finished with the mile. He still has to make priya, mol, the loipor, akilo, loimol. So, afalpiken is a din triye. So we see that if one is in the process of doing a maisa ha-mitzvah, so even though he wasn't going with the mitzvah, there's no kiyam ha-mitzvah, but al kaponim, the maisa mitzvah alone is doiche. The maisa mitzvah is doiche. That means the ktsitzes ha-beheres is a chelik of the maisa mila. He's not finished with the mila, but this is a chelik of the maisa mitzvah's mila. So memela says that there's a din triye. So therefore, the Ran says, so the mitzvah shavas aveda is, what's mitzvah shavas? You go, you pick up the aveda, You travel and you give it back to the owner. All these pulas fall into the category of Hashavas Aveda. So the Knesset into the Beis HaKvoros, that's the Haschol of the Mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda. Not finished yet, but Al Kaponim, in Hilchas Tchiyah, you don't have to be finished in order that there should be a Din Tchiyah. Each chelik of the Maisa Mitzvah is a koyach litchos. That's what the Ran says. Then he brings Rabbeinu Yosef, that Pashas it would seem, Rabbeinu Yosef wants to say that the whole mitzvah of Hashavas Aveide is putting into the hands of the Bailam. That's the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveide. All these other pa'ulas are only machshirei Hashavas Aveide. But it would seem by Mila he's Maide, by Mila that Sichel, that every pa'ula is a chelik of the Maisa Mila. So Lachaira, it could very well be that that's pshat in the Siach Yitzchak, that the Siach Yitzchak means, according to Rashi, that the Emerson was speaking about, he's permitted to toivel himself afilu in Amokim, where there's a shet of mai. This is not a grommet, this is like equivalent to a mechike biyodayim. No, the heter is that the Esa of Tvila Bismano is doiche the loisase of loisasen keim Hashem alakeichem. And that would he's submerging each aver in the water. That's the chelik of the ma'isa tefila. So the aschol of the tefila starts by putting his foot into the water. So that's ascholas atefila. And if there's a mechikas Hashem, so we say esedoich eloisas. L'chayre, this is very good. Till the next Rashi. For Kaim alone. Now, Rashi says further, in Masechet Shabbos, the Betvila Bismana Pligi, Rabbi Yosi Sova Mitzvah. Rabbi Yosi holds it's a mitzvah. Hilkach, Dilme Loimashkech Gemi, maybe he won't find a Gemi, V'yashe Tvilosoi L'yoyim Acher, and he'll be Mashe the Tvila L'yoyim Acher. So the Svasamis asks, the Gemara in Shabbos seems to say that if he has a Gemi, Yisicha make a Gemi. Shabbos, he doesn't have a Gemi, so should he table himself now, or shouldn't he table himself now? Rashi says, Dilme loy mashkach Gemi. That means, Ichveis, it's speaking about, it's the Yoim HaTvile. What should he do? Should he table himself now? Or should he go and look for a gemi? So according to the Tanakhama, the Tvila Bismano Lav Mitzvah, so you go look for a gemi. There's a Shaila Dofen for Mechikas Hashem. There'll be a Mechikas Hashem. He's tabling himself in turbulent waters, so there's a Mechikas Hashem. So you go and look for a gemi. What if he won't find? So you'll wait till you'll find. Rabbi Yosi holds Mitzvah, Hilkach. So afilu vayses afilu lechatchila you don't have to look. Dilme loy mashkech gemi. So this is l'cheristam zay modnech. I mean, if it goes to alt tchiyah, so l'cheir, the whole din tchiyah is if it's a yevshe lekayim shneim. I mean, maybe I can get a gemi. Chashivay, dilme loy mashkech gemi. V'yashe tvilosi loyim achem. I say, Afilu, I could find a gemi, and I'm a chuyiv Afilu to be mahada for a gemi. Well, dim loy mashkach. And why is there a din tchiyach? I mean, let him look for a gemi, if it's afshel lekayim shneim. I mean, from this Rashi, it would seem perhaps a little different to machloikis. The machloikis is, just like the Gemara says in Shabbos, by the Isser of Lambiv Nei Hashem Orem, there's an Eitzah to cover the Shem. Lachay, there's also an Eitzah to cover the Shem. Let him cover the Shem with his hand. L'hogin Olav, Michayzik Shetav Haman, let him cover the Shem. If he'll get Eiskemek, that's a very agrome. So, Lachay, the Shail is, but maybe he might forget. He won't cover the Shem. It's a Psasophic. So, Lachay, we say, well, it's, we don't, we tell him to use this Eitzah of covering the Shem, Because maybe if we'll be mechayiv him to look for a gemi, maybe he'll be masha the tefillah. If we learn like this, then it's not muchach, it works on hilchas tchiyah. That means be'emesin, we're starting off that he should cover the shem with his hands. But as a gzeire, maybe he might forget and uncover them. And then it'll be a moichik as Hashem. So and that is another cheshbon yoy. But if you're going to be machma on him, so maybe he'll be mevatel the mitzvah sesi of tefillah bizmano. So therefore, don't make any gzeiras. Al koponim, Rabbi Yosi also tefillah bizmano mitzvah. So now, so why doesn't Rabbi Yosi hold that you have to be maze on the kohen gadol every day? Hello, the kulam malhani tanoim rinin tefillah bizmano mitzvah. They both hold tefillah bizmano mitzvah. What's the machlokes? Rameyer sover makshin and hazol etvila. Rameyer says we're makish hazol etvila. That just like the chitay, which is going on the tvila, is has to be bismano. Is dazol also has to be bismano? So memeila. So therefore, we should be mazeh each day to ensure that there's hazol bismano. Rabbi Yosi Sova, loy makshinin hazol etvila. We're not makish hazol etvila. We're not makish hazol etvila. So memele, so we don't have to be mahada that the hazor should be bismano. So we only make tvila bismano. So we make hazor shlishi yeshvi. And when it becomes roi letayres atvila, then you make the tvila. So you make a tvila bismano. But you don't have to make hazor bismano. Let us see Taisvis. Rabbi Yosi Sova Tume Heteri Betzibo. Rabbi Yosi holds that a Tume is a Heteri Betzibo. So the Gemara wants to say, so that's why you don't need Hazor Bechol Yom V'Yom. Taimoli, Im Kein Gabi Poro Amai Sagi Begimel U'Beshvi. If the whole Lom, this is Val Tume Hutcha Betzibo, so that's very good by the Kolben. By Yom HaKippurim, there's a Kolben Tzibor over there, so there we say Tume Hutcha Betzibo. But by Sreifes HaPore, there is no Kolben, this is not Tume Hutcha Betzibo. Halav Kolben Tzibo, Litroi Shabbos V'Tume. So why does Rabbi Yosi hold by the Kohen HaSeves HaPore also his Mazeh Shlishi Yeshvi? That we don't have a head of Tume Hutcha Betzibo. V'yesh loima, so Taisvah says as follows, that even the Tvu Yoim Kosher Bepora, Tvu Yoim is also Kosher Bepora, der Sivi Hiza Toyer Da Amre Toyer Kodu, Im Kei Mehosa Nami Marshe Koyin Asoif HaPora Beloi Hazo, Klal Kivin Loi Borulon De Nitmo. I mean, since we see that Meikar Adin, a Tvu Yoim is Kosher, you don't need a Toyer Gomor, a Psabi a Toyer Eshen Gut, so Memele, so this whole Chumra Vazor, is really not necessary whatsoever, because who says Bechlal he ever became Tommy from a maze? He is a Cheskes Taira. Kiunle Borolon de Nitma. For who adin da filo shlishi ushvi leiboy? You don't even need shlishi ushvi. Because we don't know his Tommy. In a tvu yom is mutter bepore. So memele, if a tvu yom derais is mutter bepore, Zavada givis a sovik tomei meis is also muta. Leiboy elo maila baalme. So it's only a maila baalme. It's a maila baalme. So lechere is a little schwer. So if it's a, so Taisvis explained that by poro there's no shaykhis at all with tumme truye, tumme hutra. But by Poros Tamazoy, you don't need Hazor, Meikar Adin. Who says he was Tamei? And if we see we're Meikar, that Afilu Atvul Yaim is Mutter Meikar Adin, Afilu Atvul Yaim Deraisa, Taisa says, I didn't go so far, Meikar Adin, Atvul Yaim Deraisa is also Mutter Meikar Adin. So all these Chshoshes are not really necessary Meikar Adin. So the whole thing is a Maila Balma. So Lechere, if that is the case, so how do you understand Rameya? Rameya, the Gemara says, Rameya holds Tumat Chuyah B'tzibah. Fine. So Bishloim, by Kohen Gadol B'Yom HaKippurim, you have Tumat Chuyah B'tzibah. Finished. So Rameya, you have to make Hazor every day. Abba, by Pora, we have this Cheshben. This place made now a new Cheshben over here. By Parah, this, since that's Vulyayim is Mutzah, you don't have to be Chayish Mikiradin if he was Tommy to begin with. So this whole thing is a Chumra Baalme. So the whole thing is a Maila Baalme. So how do you understand Rameya? Rameya says that you need 7 days. So it could be that the Maila was that we said that the Prisha of the Koyin HaSoyrev should be like the Prisha of the Koyin Godel B'Yayim HaKippur. That was the Maila. They made a Chumra. But the Chumra also has to have Gdorim. So if, that's what they said. There are two Kahanim which need Prisha. There's the Kohen Gadol, Shiv Yishamim, Kohen Yom Kippur, and there's the Kohen HaSeirev. So Mitzad Maila, they said that the Kohen HaSeirev needs the Chumras of Kohen Gadol, that the Kohen Gadol be Yom Kippur. So according to Rav Meir, the Kohen Gadol be Yom Kippur has a Prisha of has a Zoyev of 7 days, because he holds Tumat Chuyim B'Tzibur. So that was the Maila of Kohen HaSeirev. Masha Enkein, according to Rabbi Yossi, that the Kohen Gadol B'Yom HaKippur did not need a Zoyah 7 days, because to Mehutra B'Tzibur. So the Maila, so the Kohen HaSeirev did not need more than the Kohen Gadol, the Kohen B'Yom HaKippur. So therefore it's sufficient with Shlishi Yishvi. So Tosfos weiter, Isova Rab Yossi tu meheter hi betzibo azor klal omeli. Why do you need azor at all Gabi Yom HaKippurim? Why do you need it? Why do you need Gabi Yom HaKippur? Taimeli. Leima ditzvach azor mishum eloi shal arayn hakorev b'yom HaKippurim dekim de yochadu madrine natar fektach Tosfos. You know, by Yom Kippur, there's not only Korban Nesibah, there's Eloi Shel Aaron, which we heard of Zayin on Medalit. The Gemara says, Mahadrin and Ataro is a din of a Korban Yochid. So there's a Korban Yochid over here. So you don't have the heter of Tuma Hutcha B'Tzibur. You don't have a heter of Tuma Hutcha B'Tzibur because it's a Korban Yochid. So Memela, maybe that's why you need Hazor Shlishi Yishvi. Bishloime, so Tosfos says, that what we mahader atayre by Eloi shel Aaron, hani mili heichel de nitma biyode tume vadois, kidalel. They're speaking about if the mincha became tome, so me mele, so we machme, we mahader betayre. Avol bichshoshe ba'alme ki hoche, but over here we're just speaking about achshoshe ba'alme. Which is Bechlali's Tommy, Yisoma de Cheskes Taira. So the whole thing is Achshash Baalme. Vadai, Leman, de Meikel, Ve Omar, Hetahu, Be Tzibo, Ava Matzachine, Midi, Afilu, Be Diyochid, Kegoin, Eilei, Shal Arein, Kim de Choshev, Ke Kolbom Tzibo, Litrei, Shabbos, Ve Tume. So Taisha says this is also a Kolbom Tzibo, since it's Kavua Leizman, that's where your Taisha's Dav Zayin on Medallaf also, since it's Kavua Leizman, so Me'ika Din is a Din of Kolb Mitzibah. The vote isn't Kolb Mitzibah. The vote is Kabul Azman, so it's Deichet Tumah. So and if you're Tumah Hutra B'tzibah, so it has a Din Hutra. So the Rabbanah wa Machma, they gave it a Din of a Kolb Yochid, that with the Rabbanah, it shouldn't have the coolest of Tzibah. But this whole Chumra of a Kolb Yochid was only if it became Tomei Mamish or Yimahadar Atayre. But to be mechayev, to make hazor, because of chshoshish ba'alme, since me'ikar adin, it also is the din of a kolbom tzibur, there was no reason to be machma. V'sova Rab Yossi lamrinen tfilo bezmano mitzvah. V'asanya. So the Gemara says, so what did the Gemara want to say? So the Gemara wanted to say, Everyone holds to metchuya. So the machlokes is, so that's why you need hazor shlishi shvi. If you need hazor every day, it's dependent. If you hold tefillah bezman a mitzvah, who didn't hazor bezman a mitzvah, you need every day. If you hold tefillah bezman a lav mitzvah, so the third and the seventh day are sufficient. The sabah rabbi yisrael muin and tefillah bezman a mitzvah. Lehav a motzi lishnuye, so Taisha says, let us say such a terror. So maes rabbi yisrael in Shabbos says tefillah bezman a mitzvah. Aber mozi lishnu yehidu lael rabi yaisi b'rabi yehudi disvile b'perek ha-mapelis lav mitzvim. Maybe this is rabi yaisi b'rabi yehudi that holds lav mitzvich yagavna mishani lakaman shilim mechilten. יש לאימר, דקיוון דפוליג בהדה רב מאיר, שמע מן עד רבי יסי בחלפתו, שחבר רבה פלוקטה. וסתום, since it's a machloikis between רב מאיר, both cases is a machloikis, heistis, so, no, since in this case it's a machloikis רב מאיר, רב מאיר says, you're mazik kol yoim, and רבי יסי says, שלישי ישבי, בהדה פלוקטה, רב מאיר was רבי יסי בחלפתו. The kula alme lahani tanoim rin in tefillah bezman mitzvah. So the Gemara feels like that everyone holds tefillah bezman mitzvah. Say Rabbi Yosi, say Rabbi Meir. Machlokes is you say hazor bezman mitzvah. Yemakish hazor le tefillah. Rabbi Netan posak the tefillah bezman lav mitzvah. Lalocha we pass into bezman lav mitzvah. Afal gavdomba beperek hamapeles shma minot las. Shma mino tvilo bizmano mitzvei na loche kein elka b'yesi b'rab Yehuda da mahosam dayo tvilo ba'achoyni. To make the tvilo later. So being zarai, how do you know we pass? And shrei maisim b'chol yoyim she'ein locho teveles bizmano. We don't have a tvilo bizmano. Tvilo shal nido v'shal zovo v'shal shemeres yoyim. We wait after everything. And so where's your tefila bezmana? So the advice is we don't make a tefila bezmana. Rai ma'ase b'chol yoy. B'peirik b'ascha d'nida amrina. B'peirik b'ascha d'nida amrina. Mechdei ha'idne kulu sofik zovi shevino rabonon. All of the noshim ha'sofik zonis litvalinu b'yamom ha'deshivet. Mashmesh lo yetoivlis b'yoyim b'shum pa. From Chazal also advice is that the minig was that they weren't toivl b'yoyim shivet. So, by the way, it's me feel sich nicht so. So, being the Raya, Meisera. Rabbi Nechanan ol posa ke beishami beisil de perka mapeles, the sovri tila tvila bizmane mitzvah. So, Taisva says, v'lav Raya hi, be the sovri beishami beisil ol hochi, she aloha kein, tevadi berab Yaisi berab Yehuda loy poligalayu, el svir alay loy nechlako beishami beisil ol bedova zah, that's the same what Rabbi Yaisi ber Yehuda hold. Kemo silomayim, duch, it's the Rabbi Yaisi berab Yehuda. Umasha also Rabbeinu Elio Hazokin Zechainu Lebroche Bazhore Shaloi. Rabbeinu Elio Hazokin wrote as Horis, his Horis Mustamo was Murumiz the Tayag Mitzvitz. So there's as Horis he wrote as follows. Tvila Bizmano Valarba Gedilim, that's Mitzvah Tzitzis, Yosed Ala Zeinecho Techasa Gedoilim. Is a mitzvah of kisitzoye. So al kaponim, but he puts in that in Hazoras tefila bezmano. Min hagon hoyo, so Taisvus says you can't bring a raya from Ben Elio Hazoke. Min hagon hoyo shlo yamakpeit lichtoiv kehulchosa. In his Hazoras does that mean? The Azoris were a minion of the Tayag Mitzvahs, but it's not Muchach that the minion was written alibi de Hilchasim. Kamoy she Yosad al Stam, in the Azoris says, al Stam niskolim dantem, v'nischayev tiskeluhu, v'ayomer ha-melech tluhu. That a person who's chayev skila is chayev tliya afterwards. V'ayneka b'loza, the perek nigmar hadin kol niskolim nitlim. The like Abon Dom ain't little Alam Begadav, or even Avedis Kechav. So from Ben Leo, you can't bring a eye. And Mahad Ama Bishmaite, the Kule Alma Omrin and Tvila Bismana Mitzvah. That what Agamore was Messiah, that everyone holds Tvila Bismana Mitzvah. So you see, Agamore feels like that everyone holds like that. Ain't love your eye. They have a Motzil Meme Ibrahim, because Mark couldn't say, if I care, the Kule Alma Omrinin. Tvila bizmano mitzvah, because if everyone holds tvila bizmano is lav mitzvah, and okay, my time at the Rameya, so why does Rameya say you have to have a zohar kol shiva? Boy, Rabbi Yosi nami al kochas of a tvila bizmano mitzvah, that shmini lei gavi misho yeshem kosav al psore. So the Gemara here had to say that everyone holds tvila bizmano mitzvah. Makshinon hazor litvila. So the Gemara says, what is the machlokes? Everyone holds tefila bezmanos mitzvah. The shaila is tefila bezmano mitzvah? Is hazor bezmano mitzvah? Yamakish hazor letefila. Teima. Amai poshit lohu tvei de tefila bezmano mitzvah mehazor. Es is why tvile is zicher a mitzve. And azoz ha-shayla. Yeshloi ma'am. Mishum d'chsi ve'hiza ha-toyr al-atomei ba-yayim ha-shlishi ba-yayim ha-shvi ve'chi toy ba-yayim ha-shvi ve'kibes b'god v'rochet v'mayim v'toyr ba-orat. V'alkoch ha-cho hoda hoda k'si ve'chi toy ba-yayim ha-shvi. What does the ve'chi toy mean? You should make sure that the ve'chi toy should be ba-yayim ha-shvi. So this going under Hazor, the Pasuk is telling us, you know, Hazor, Bismano is a mitzvah, or is it going under Tvila? Is Lav Mishimak Zor Ksiv? It's not written because of the Hazor, the Ksiv Kvar, Vihizor Bayeim Ashvi. Vihim Mishum Lashmin and Hazor Bismano Mitzvah, if the Pasuk is coming to tell us, no, that Hazor Bismano Mitzvah, Lehader Nami Hazor de Gimel, Kedahoder Hazor de Shvi. So why do you say Vechitoi Bayoim HaShvi? Let him say Vechitoi Bayoim HaShlishi, or Bayoim HaShvi. And he said, the first half of the Pasuk is telling us the Seder HaTara, that the Tara is only Chal, that Tzizah Bayoim HaShlishi, Bayoim HaShvi. Now it's saying Vechitoi, that it's a mitzvah to make sure it should be done. So if the mitzvah is speaking about Azor, why did he mention only the Azor of Yom HaShlishi? That it's going on the safer decor. The rochatz itzarech hashmina detekev lahazor, make the gemar tayro. Lahazor tvila, shmaminu the tvila bizman mitzvah. Leman the lesle tvila bizman mitzvah. The one that does not tvila bizman mitzvah, what does he do with the vechita? Klamem the dosh like chok, the kadosh like berkayim bekdushin, the kama vechita beim eshvi, lomali itzach salkadaitach amina ani mila lekotshim, avalotruma bachadnami sagi kamash malon. The pasuk is coming to tell us that you need two azos for trumos. I would think that Tumas Mace needs two azos, that tapke for kotshim, but truma one azos would be sufficient. So vechita is coming to tell us there's a chiyav azos for truma. The Gemara says in Kedushin, "Vehiza ha'toyr ala toyr tamei lomali." It's a salk daiter shlishi lemutei sheni. I would think shlishi mutei sheni shvi lemutei shishi. The Gemara mayit yemei tahiro, because there's less yemei tahiro. He's starting the tara process earlier, the second and sixth day. That's not good. Ah, well, hey, chedavet berevi b'shmini, ein b'shapel domi. But the fourth and eighth, they are good. Kamash malon, but it's no good. So l'chayre, why aren't the fourth and eighth day good? L'chayre, what is it different than the third and seventh? So if you hold tvila bizmano, if you hold azo bizmano mitzvah is good. If you hold azmo bizmano lav mitzvah, so why isn't the fourth and eighth good? Yesh leforish, afilu man diom ein hazo bizman ha-mitzvah. Ve'oi oi komal. It means either the fourth and the seventh, or the eighth and the third. Ve'oi oi komal, bevi oi bishmi, kloi mesal kadai chmini yovad hazo kamaisa berevi, vashni ye bishvi, oi kamaisa bishlishi, gemishpoto basraisa bishmini, that should also be good. That this time span would also be good. Kamash Malon, the binyan shei dalad yomin, bein hazor la hazor, loy poches v'lo yoisa, v'chem pirish rashi osom. So that's a new drosha. There's nothing to do with hazor bizman no mitzvah. Zogt gemara vayta. We had Rabbi Chanina Skana Kahanim. Chanina Skana Kahanim differentiated between the Kohen Asayrev and the Kohen Godav Yom Kippur. Frank the Gemara, Rabbi Chanina Skan the Kahanim, what does he hold? I makish hazor letvile, Safilo Kohen Yom Kippur im nami, should also need hazor every day. Al tazor bizman no mitzvah. I loy makish hazor letvile, Safilo Kohen Asayrev as a poram nami loy. So why by the Kohen Asayrev? You need that it should be every day. So what says la'olam loy makish? He's talking not makish. Neseiref es apor. So me'mele meiker adin would be sufficient the third and seventh day. The kainaseiref es apor me'mele ba'alme. The kainaseiref that needs all 7 days. That's a me'mele ba'alme. Period. Keman oz lahod etonu rabon. Ein ben kainaseiref es apor lekayin gadol b'yom Kippurim. Ella, the only difference between these two is zeh prishos elikdusha. Bochi va kehanim noigim boy, vize pirishosei letar, minocha va kehanim noigim boy. Kiman, so who does this go like? It says the only difference is pirishosei lekdusha and nochi va kehanim noigim boy. Oi rab meya, oi rab yaisi. You can go one of the two. De irab chininis kana kehanim, oi kenami ho. If it's going according to Rabbi Nisgana Kahanim, so there's a third difference between Kayin HaSoyrev and Kayin HaOyved, that the Kayin HaSoyrev needs Hazor Shivas Yomim, and Kayin HaOyved needs Hazor Shlishi Yoshvi. Let us see what Rashi says. Shezeh Prishose Lekdushe. Likonis lamachne shchine v'loy libo izacha olov v'yinivdal mikol kalas roish shecholo olov ema b'abdolosim min abrius. Memele here the whole tachlis of the prisha is l'kedusha. V'zepris so memele kanim ochiv kanim noigim boy v'zepris osi letar lahachmi betarosoi. Ibnei kal sha'oisim boi latamei boi ba'yoyim, latvila, laitzim ilivan shal tzedoikim, kach ichmiru betaros ishlei odam negeya boim. Let us see, Toisves. The ir abchanin eskana kahanim ho'ika namiho. The Gemara asks, if you'll say that this is going to be eskana kahanim, there's another difference. There's a difference that the koyin ha'soyrev needs 7 days, and the Kohen Gadol needs Shlishi Yishvi. Taimoli, Akati Kenami, there's still a Nafkamine. Forget about Rabbi Nisgana Kahanim. Shezeh Peirish Lelishkas Pahedrin, Shezeh Peirish Lelishkas Shalpnei Abirat. There's a difference, two different Lishkas. Shleim like a Choshevel Emilse Dachshivuse Sheshmaila Bozemi Bozeh, Avomash Zeh Peirish Lelishkazu, Shezeh Peirish Lelishkazu, Lav Milse Dachshivusehu, Baha'i, Tveimi, Baha'i, so there's no essential difference. But it's a halacha that he goes to this lishke, he goes to this lishke, but the Baha'i wants to explain the big differences, the important differences. This is a milse kala. Inami nirali leforesh the trei mili kochoshim. Rab Emerson, without mentioning this, shezeh prisho selik dusha. What does that mean? That's what Rashi says. Dahainu lelishkas parhedren shayse benuya bekoidish. That the prisha was to a lishka that was born in bekoidish. Vafilu im timtze loim shayse psucha lochayl, even though there was a pesach to a mokim chayl. And aloch is vim kein ave toichay chayl. And the loch is that has the din of toichay lochayl. And you have to say that there was psucha lochayl. Di ila avochi ein yeshiva bazor. What did the kain, the god of the world, 7 days? So why do you call this prishos lekdusha? Yeshloim afalochi kiv doisa benuya bekoidish pesomach lazor kol eshapa prisha lekdusha. Vize prishos letaira. Kaina servos a prisha letaira. Lolishka shapnei abira haimedes parabait. She'ein by kedusha yaisa mirushalayim. This was a lishkan harabai. So toyo yaisa. She there's more tara than Yerushalayim. She'azov barkev chamishu tume yaitz meguf enichnosim loy. So Tesis wants to say could be that this is pshat in the Braise. She'zeh prishose lekedusha. That this is a prisha to a lishke that's Kodesh, that's in the Azor, even though it doesn't have a Kedushas Azor. It's also called, it's more Kodesh. It's Pesuch HaLochel, it gives it the coolest, but Lamaise, it's called Prishos HaLekdusha. On Teres. Then Teres wants to say, V'yesh Meforshim, the Lishkas Parhedrin was the other way around. It was Benuya Bechel and Pesuch HaLekodesh. Ava gavdim kein kaidish avoy, ve'ein yeshein boy, yeshloi mekivin shebnuya bachila psucha la kaidish, nehei de toicha kodosh linyan achilas kodshi kodoshim, kdamash bezem mekoimon, miyu mutaleisha bo, volishim bo, v'loi kitsho legamri kekdusha sazor, as nefdusha sazor. The omri, because we see that even though it's kodesh to eat kodshim in the kodshim, kodshim in it, so you see there are coolest in the lishke that's that's bnei b'chayil and psuch alakaydish. V'chinami mutalei shavalishim bem. V'haydiki b'nai milsachiti, shezu achi v'kanem noigiboy, b'zein achi v'kanem noigiboy. So it comes out that the Braise is telling just two things. That's where Rashi says, the prishos of the kodesh kodush is the tachlis of the prish is. No, prishos of the kodush is in the mokim kodesh. And here it's only in the mokim toil. And then it says another thing that achi v'kanem noigim and zein achi v'kanem noigiboy. Like here, Tosis does not want to say that it's bnuya b'chayil b'such l'kodesh. The mashma l'kama b'shili perik beis gabizokin yeshu marovedein yeshive b'lishkeis abnuyas b'chayil b'suchais l'kodesh.